Kind of like Groundhog Day because we're doing the same thing every week. I am Chris.
What show are you on?
Jazz Sequence on the Internet. I'm joined, as always, by Gary, who's Binary Gary on the Internet, and Allison, who's Allison Plus on the Internet. I'm the only one that didn't have my real name in my Twitter handle because I'm special. It's another Thursday. We made it through another
Your
week.
Middle name is not Sequence?
No, no. Sequence is no part of my name.
He's also assuming our real names are Gary and Allison.
Well, I refer to you as Allison and Gary, so, I mean, it's true. You could be, you know, Tabitha and Murdoch.
Murdoch? Wow, what a pull. I think when I make up names, Murdoch is not one that makes it in my top 20.
That's I don't nice. Know where Murdoch came from, honestly. It just, I guess I'm practiced at generating names in my head from D&D, perhaps. I don't know. Murdoch is not a name I would come up with that either. Probably.
It's very Canadian.
Is it?
There's a show called Murdoch Mysteries.
Wow.
Which is immediately what I thought you were referencing. It's not very good, unfortunately. But it's a very long-running show that's filmed around Toronto.
I wasn't aware that Murdoch was a Canadian thing.
Is it real murder mysteries or is it like a fictional show?
No, it's fictional.
Oh. Like, because if it's long running and like we have enough content to continue doing it, like.
Just crimes? No.
Yeah.
I think it's on the CBC. I don't really know, to be honest. It might be on Netflix, actually.
Isn't everything on the CBC? Isn't the CBC kind of like the BBC? Like, just it's you have one station that has all the things.
Yeah, right, I mean,
the C
like,
stands for Canadian, not British.
When in doubt, go to the CBC.
What's the equivalent of that in the States? When in doubt, like turn PBS? Off media. But I mean, PBS has been so gutted over the last few years.
If you had donated during that telethon.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have made all the difference. About your that, your honestly. Donation.
$18 or whatever.
I think Canada also has the whole Canadian content thing going on as far as broadcasting rules. Yeah. So I think
like
that's
they have something. To, they have to do. Like, that's just like laws around broadcasting Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the U.S. policy is to just like make the country such a shithole no one wants to come here. So
sometimes
it won't have to be from the States.
Cool.
Well on our way.
There's a lot more Canadian music on radio here. It's because there has to be.
Canadian music on radio in the
States,
that too, though. Because it's better.
Too many questions. One at a time, please.
I was just being snarky and Canadian.
I know. I wanted you to repeat it though.
Ooh.
How about that?
Ooh, boot that. Yeah. Okay.
How does this show work?
This show generally works wherein brings us a topic, something that we've never heard before, probably, because Allison is far more worldly than Gary and I. She brings us a topic of something that we have not discussed previously, and Gary and I have to figure out or discover or uncover or hypothesize what the topic is about, having not had a previous conversation about it.
Also, we talk about food.
I mean, that's the sort of the baseline, but that's never where it stays. It sort of veers off over here, goes over here.
Food, space, weather.
There's something that I saw this morning, and I was gonna make a snarky comment about it in Slack, And then I didn't because I said I thought to myself, I should keep all my snarky comments for the show. And now I've totally forgotten it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I was going to keep to myself because I don't want the Binary Jazz HR department to speak to me.
No.
Calling someone an asshole.
Who is the HR department?
I actually think it's Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah. I'll take it.
Sure it's Chris. Yep. Well, you've kept us in line so far.
Have I?
Your iron fist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful for my job on a daily. What's today's topic?
Today's topic is Aqualine.
That's that Jethro Tull song, right? Aqualine?
Thank you.
It goes like that. That's how it goes. Aqualine.
I think that's it. I think we're
Mic drop. Show ends. Play outro music.
Play us out, Jethro. Should I spell it?
Probably. That's the only way to save this right now. Did you see the mug that Chris got me?
Play of the year.
He didn't actually get me this, but I figured since he's HR, it made sense.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's Gary's bribery attempt right there.
Just a mug.
is saying that I got him that to appease HR.
Would you ever want to be HR? Your dad was HR, right? Was in HR?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, we were going to spell the word. I didn't mean to totally be careless. This is like
AQUALINE.
Close. It's AQUILINE.
So it's not aqua line. AQUAI?
ILINE.
Oh, not aqualine. Aquiline. Okay.
Oh.
It's not like aqua line in the same way that aqua lung is aqua lung. Na, 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 na.
Da, 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 da. Maybe that's what I'll do for a topic next, is just be like, I'm gonna hum a song and you have to guess the song.
Fair.
It has to do with I know this word.
Yep.
And I can't dig all the crap out of my brain to get to it. It's
an adjective.
Oh.
I always appreciate Gary's actual seriousness and in knowing what the topic is.
Yeah, it's like right. It's not right there. I know that I knew it at some point, and maybe I don't anymore. And when I hear it again, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, but damn if I can't get it right now.
It's a word that it's something that I was reading. That's where I sourced it from.
Doesn't it mean like, kind of like aerodynamic, like aqualine is just sort of it's like a shape. It's a particular description of a shape of something.
The shape of something.
That's my debut film, The Shape of Something.
It's a bit nebulous, but I enjoyed it. I don't know why I felt the need to give like a review of the title. Sorry.
It's a romance, but we're not really sure who the other protagonist is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just out there. Something. About being in love with yourself.
Shape of something.
The shape of something.
That seems like an accurate description of being in love with yourself, though. A bit nebulous.
Na 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 na.
I.
This is what it's like when you go on
up with a bad definition because I'm so close to getting the real definition, and I. It's not helpful. Sorry, you're on your own, Chris.
But Chris is basically like on a road trip with the radio broken, and he's just trying to fill with music.
I don't know if the radio's necessarily broken or if he's just so far out there's no signal.
Right, so far
out. Like Voyager.
I mean, either of those things is fair. That's what the iPod is for, honestly.
This is true.
Do you still own an iPod?
Yeah, we have a new model iPod.
Nice.
Because the other one broke. Yeah. So we got a new one. So yeah, we keep an iPod because that is what we do in the car. And it holds all of our audiobooks and stuff.
I do not own an iPod. I just use my phone. That's it.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I went up at the end like I was like going to say something else, but I wasn't. I just not communicating very effectively. Everything is going poorly right now.
Yeah, I mean, when I drive, we can also do Bluetooth in the car too, but the iPod is where we keep all the audiobooks. It's where the audiobooks live.
And the kids, that makes sense. Kids listen and then to also audiobooks. Like as a shared device that makes
yep,
sense.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and if I drive, I'll put on Spotify or I'll put on whatever. And if Erin drives, sometimes if she doesn't have the iPod, she'll put on Spotify, but most of the time she'll not. And I usually need to put something on.
Or you'll just go.
Or I'll go na 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 and sing Aqualine just on repeat for hours.
It's the one.
This will be the sole episode we get pulled from YouTube for copyright infringement.
We create a playlist.
Yeah, right.
Playlist on YouTube just with repeats, various covers. That's not a song people cover.
So there's Aqualung, na 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 na, and then we also have You Ought to Know, which goes na 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 na, and it's also see what other Canadian what Canadian music can I think of? I don't know. It's that one song goes na 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 na
na na na na na na.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to the mall. Okay, I know that one. That's not a real song though. I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's all right.
Am I not entertaining enough? You're still thinking about the
topic. No, he's still thinking about whatever the real meaning is.
Topic. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really chewing hard on it.
It's pondering.
It's not worth it. I'll be honest. The real meaning is not worth it. It's no petrichor.
Yeah. Well, a few things are. We have had a bit of rain recently here. Oh, let me back up. Charlotte watches Peppa Pig, which is a British show.
Yes. And
so, like,
it's dangerous to watch Peppa Pig.
Yeah, well, Katie went through a phase where she had a British accent as a kid, and Charlotte is doing the same, which is fantastic. But also, I'm only on certain words, but still it's funny. But also on Peppa Pig, like, there's an episode where somebody says something, and they're picking on someone, like, it's not funny. The person picking on says, it's a bit funny. So that's become part of Charlotte's,
like, it's vernacular. A bit funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, like,
that's a good phrase. That's a good phrase to pick up.
Oh, no, not if you're 2 and a half. It is freaking maddening. So she's like, you know, like at dinner, she's like doing something like stop. And she goes, ha, Charlotte, it's not funny. It's a bit funny. And that is a bit maddening. And so yesterday she's been, you know, like as kids do, she's been in this phase where she's like, she wants mom to do everything. She doesn't want dad to put her to bed or put her pajamas on or brush her hair or any of that kind of stuff. So fine, whatever. So Rhonda says,
"We've never left that phase."
Yeah,
I mean, it comes and goes.
It ebbs and flows. So last night, Rhonda says to her, "There's nothing wrong with Daddy." And she said it, and I was like, "Oh my God, is Charlotte going to be like, there's a bit wrong with Daddy?"
There's a bit wrong.
She didn't. She didn't. But in my head, it happened, and I've been laughing about it ever since. A bit wrong with Daddy.
It's a bit wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been a bit rainy here, and the mosquitoes are amazing creatures. I mean, I walk outside with a dog in the evening when they're very active, and I will come inside with like 9 or 10 mosquito bites on my feet, having been outside for, I mean, the time it takes the dog to walk to a tree and pee and walk in, so 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm recovering from some mosquito bites. They've just, as of like yesterday, stopped bugging the shit out of me. And that's from going near sort of a man-made lake there's a couple bird refuges, and this was by one of the bird refuges. I don't know. What's the plural of refuge? Anyway, one of those, and when was it? Saturday, I think. And like, it's weird for me. Like, I don't notice them when they happen. Usually, I just notice that there's like something flying around me and probably sticking on me, and then I won't notice it the day after. But like day two, they start to flare up and get really horrible. And then, like, the last time I got super bit was for the 4th, where we were also by, like, a body of water and watching the fireworks. And I got eaten alive. That was horrible and lasted, like, a week. It was awful. Mm. And they just get really, really big and nasty. And I don't remember that being a thing like 10 years ago for me. I could go somewhere where that had mosquitoes and not get a single bite, or maybe a one that didn't really bother me. And I don't know if it's like an age thing or if a diet thing or what it is, but there's
Have I told you my mosquito story?
No, what is your mosquito story?
Oh, I feel like this is a good one for the archives. 10,000 years when someone's culling through old podcasts or whatever. isn't it funny how they pronounce the word mosquito? So I get them on my feet, but they go away pretty quickly. Like, I go out in sandals or whatever, and legs. When I was in scouts, back when I was in, like, probably, like, sophomore in high school, we went camping, and we were fishing. And after fishing all day, I'm like, I need to take a shower, because I smell bad. So I must have smelled really bad if a sophomore in high school was like, I smell bad, you know? So I grabbed my towel and, like, some underwear and went over to the shower. And as I was in the shower, I guess I knocked my underwear off the edge of the shower and it fell into a pile of sand spurs. So it's dark. I go to put my underwear on and it's like, there's sand spurs. I'm like, oh crap. Well, I can't put these on. So I pick my towel and I walk back to my tent. And so I'm sitting in my tent with the flap open, picking sand spurs off and throwing them around the corner of the tent, not realizing the mosquitoes are just ravishing my legs.
Ooh.
So I finally get my underwear clean of sand spurs and on. And my legs were just, you know, I got a lot of mosquito bites. You know, so I slept. The next day was Sunday. You know, we finished, went back home. By Monday, like, my legs were swollen, and I was actually physically ill, like, throwing up and stuff from all the mosquito bites I got. So I missed, like, 2 or 3 days of school. But now, when I get mosquito bites, like, they bother me for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's it. So that's the mosquito story. That's it.
So it's, maybe you developed some sort of, like, weird immunity.
I think that my body's just like, oh, we've been through this, whatever.
Your body's like, we've seen worse.
That makes sense. Having mosquito bites bad enough that you start throwing up after that point, I think your body is just like, fuck this, just no.
And I'm sure
no
that's probably not, like, I don't know if that's actually a thing that can happen. Like, can you get enough mosquito bites that you get physically ill? Maybe not, I don't know. But
it happened, so we'll go with yes.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe it was the raw fish.
It could have been food poisoning too.
Yeah, but
well, definitely.
I just remember my legs, mosquitoes. Like, oh, I mean, it was like mosquito bites on top of mosquito bites. Like, they were overlapping. They were so nasty.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
everybody here in my house, like when they get bit outside, like they itch for days. I'm like, I got one while we're on this call. It'll be gone in 30 minutes. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, so mosquitoes is not a thing that I grew up experiencing in the Bay Area, because they don't exist.
They're not aquiline.
No, they're not aquiline. It's not something that I prepare myself for when I go out places in Utah that have bodies of water. It's like something that I think about, like, intellectually. Oh, maybe there'll be mosquitoes, but like I don't do anything about it because it's just not a thing that I prepare myself for.
And one too many steps to do something about it.
Yeah, well, and then like it's still so hot, like it's still like 80, 90 degrees at like 7 o'clock here, or even like near the water. Like, I don't want to wear pants, but a long sleeve shirt, but maybe I should. Yeah. I mean, like, in like, I got a bite right here from wearing like a sweatshirt that was like, my sleeves are rolled up a little bit. So like, I can't even like, you know, like I can't even like, I'd have to actually cover all the, my extremities. I was about to say extremities, but that is not the word.
That's something else.
Maybe
bug
thing.
Spray is the way to go.
Yeah.
If you found one that was actually effective.
Yeah, and not like, didn't have
horribly
pesticides.
Toxic.
Yeah, that were carcinogenic. Me and words stay.
It's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Words.
It's a thing. Well, I would look at, see if we had, maybe it's back. Our site is down, or was down this morning when I tried to get into it. So I have no
idea. Our site was?
Yeah. So I have no idea if we have questions this week.
I bet it crashed because there were just too many questions.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all the traffic from all of our visitors.
Chiming in about what pattern they would want to live in.
Yes.
The rest of their days.
So.
That's so weird that it was down.
Appears to be probably still down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's loading for me, Chris. Are you sure you have an internet connection right now?
Well, I'm talking to you, and you are on the internet. Yes, it says.
Oh, it loaded for me.
Oh, maybe it's.
See,
maybe
Chris is offline.
It's me.
But maybe it's, I don't know. Who knows
maybe
how
it's
the internet
cached.
Works.
Oh, no, I can hit the admin, too. Well, I'm out of ideas. Sorry, Chris.
All right, well, if it's me, then it's me.
It's DNS.
Sure. Okay.
Well, you're caching an old IP address, although the IP address hasn't changed. So I don't know. Maybe Cloudflare sees you as an existential threat.
Existential threat, yes.
Here's a weird question. What's the biggest multi-site you know of that exists other than WordPress.org?
I work on one that's about 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We built a site that I don't even know how many it has. It's a ridiculous number. Well, it didn't have a ridiculous number, but it has the potential of having a ridiculous number, because the point of the site was that it was for real estate agents. It's a site for, I think in Japan, for real estate agents, and the sites themselves are generated by their REST API. The idea is that as an agent going through their thing, you automatically can get a site that has all of your listings for all the houses that you're selling, and like it's all pre-populated through the API. So a new site on the network is added anytime there's a new account, and they have like free accounts and they have premium accounts. So you get like certain features for free, and then you have to pay for other things. You pay for customization and that sort of stuff. And so like it just I mean, it'll like, you could have spam sites that have like listings and shit. Like, it's ridiculous. You can, it's has the potential to like blow up. I know that there's that, there is the Edublogs network, whatever that group is, that was really big in the WPMU development, has a network that's quite large, but I don't know exactly how large.
Yeah, I actually said 1,000. There's actually one that I work on that is like 3 multi-site installs that are, one's 10, one's 3, and one's like 2.5. So I guess 10.
Cool. But
I don't know. Like, I feel like multi-site is a weird, is often applied as a weird solution, you know? I don't know. Where like a multi-tenancy single site, you know, cluster of single sites would be better.
Mm. Did we figure out? We did not. We did not. So we should talk about Aqualine. I just was jumping to questions because we were getting close to that time and I was filling space.
Okay, Aqualine. It is relating to or resembling an eagle or curving like an eagle's beak.
I did say it was about, it was a shape.
A shape of
and
something.
It was kind of aerodynamic, so that.
Nah, I never knew what that was. Never heard that word before in my life.
It's usually.
Wonder what I was thinking of.
It's usually referred to, it's usually used to describe someone's nose in particular.
Okay, so I never knew that it was related to.
It's a polite way of saying beak.
Roman nose.
Right, yeah. I never knew that it was relating to eagles, and so Aqualine nose makes a fuck of a lot more sense now. Yeah.
You just thought like aerodynamic.
I don't know what I thought. I guess I thought really like narrow and like flat, but in fact it probably means kind of the opposite. Kind of means like
Did we figure out if we had questions or no?
I still cannot load the site, so
I
have.
I'll
no
log
idea.
In and see if we have questions. And
probably
so it would be
not.
Under
feedback.
Under feedback?
Yes.
Feedback. And it would be unread.
Yes.
So no. Nope.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
I have a question.
Sure.
This is when do leaves?
Speaking of getting existential,
when do leaves fall? Like what's not like the date, but like when? Like I am seeing leaves falling from trees already, and I'm
so there's
getting nervous.
There's a time of year known as fall, which is literally named for the falling of leaves. Would you like me to continue?
Not really. No, honestly.
But I mean, like, I need to know more about this question. Do you mean, like, why at that point do leaves fall? And, like, why not 6 weeks from now?
Well, I mean, I think the point is that leaves don't fall in Florida because the weather never changes there.
Right.
No, they do, but like all at once. Like in 1 week, everything goes from green to brown and it's on the ground. Like that's it. Like boom. Like seriously, if you're walking outside, like you need, like, I say that. It's probably more than a week, but it's quick. Whereas I feel like I'm starting to see the beginnings of that. Is that possible on this date, August the 20th? Oh shit, we're deep in August. August 20th.
Yes.
Like is that?
Yes.
Is that, that's a, okay. This is not
so,
too
like,
early for this to be happening.
There are triggers in the weather.
Yes.
That basically like tell the tree that they need to prep for something. And so that process starts. I don't know. Like leaves convert sunlight into energy, right? For photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
So they lose a lot of water during that process. And then when they're done, the leaves are done. And then all that energy has to go into like the hibernation winter process. I mean, it depends on the type of tree, too. Mm-hmm. Like, some trees are just, like, fine year-round.
This is why I like, one of the best things about being here is that the yard is completely overgrown and terrible. So I'm spending I mean, like, every weekend, like, hours just in my own thoughts, you know, because I can't have headphones on or anything. I'm, you know, just out there with, like, working with my hands with the, well, gloved hands with the trees and bushes and stuff.
Did you say gloved hands?
I did.
Yeah. All right.
Is it be gloved? Is that?
I would say gloved, but gloved is okay.
Now just I'm okay. Really...
I think it's better.
Why did I just search for gloved hands? This is a weird Google. There is some weird clip art out there.
Ooh. I actually asked one of the partners at Tribe how often they look at our search history in the midst of a conversation about something very weird. He's like, I don't, and I won't. I don't actually know if I can, but if I can, that's definitely not something I want to be able to.
Yeah, my follow-up was, how can they look at your search history?
I think because in this case, like, I think because I'm just always logged in with my work Google account on this computer.
Oh.
I'm assuming they can look. I don't actually know if they can, nor do I care. I mean, whatever.
Because they're just going to find stuff like, why do the leaves fall off the trees?
Why is it called fall?
Yeah, I mean, so...
And a lot of WordPress core function searching.
Yeah.
So,
like, an embarrassing amount for someone that does this on a daily basis. Like, seriously, at this point.
There's a certain, like, period of time here where the leaves sort of, like, we have aspens grow in the mountains quite a lot here, which shouldn't be terribly surprising because aspens grow in alpine regions and our mountains are pretty alpine. So... because we're so mountainous, when leaves change color and fall from trees is different depending on the altitude. And there's a certain like period of time where we can go, there's like a drive up the canyon, where if you catch it on the right week, and I've only caught it once, you get there when all the alpines have changed color or aspen trees, rather. All the aspen trees have changed color, and they're all like bright, bright yellow. And you walk through, you drive through this canyon, and like everything is yellow. It's like bright sun yellow, and it's amazing. And I've only been able to time it once, the right week, because it's different. Like, you can't like look at the trees here and anticipate. You have to sort of like know what's going on in the mountains too. But yeah, so we're well familiar with the changing of, and like, yeah, it's different for different trees and it's different for different altitudes. And, but yeah, it's not too early. Especially like you said at the top of the show, about it being a little bit chilly in the morning. Like, if that's the case, then that's probably, I mean, that's the trigger, you know, like when it starts getting cooler.
Was that? I think that was before we were recording. So to catch
it might have been before we were recording.
The show started. We were talking about how it's chilly.
Prior to the show.
That's it. They're caught up. That's it.
There we go.
Speed. I'm sorry. I feel like I had to add something to the conversation. But yeah,
that's it.
Didn't seem like
no,
sufficient.
That's it. Yeah, that's yeah. And that's it. Yeah. That's the show. Thanks for joining us.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the leaves change color here. I feel like there's a potential that with all these different species that it could be a beautiful show.
Yeah, and it would be really interesting to find that week, that one period of time where everything is sort of changing at the same time for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be here, so. At least
But
that's
I mean, it might be different in different areas, too. Like, there might be places where it has, you know, different types of trees, and it's you know,
totally.
More or less brightly colored.
The really popular tree around here is a crepe myrtle. Everyone has a crepe myrtle on their lawn. And I'm like, oh, we have a crepe myrtle. We have this privet tree that looks a lot like a crepe myrtle, but it's not. But it has beautiful blooms anyway. It's just amazing how, like, trees perk up when you hear them.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.